So we're holding on the Gimel Medalla. About 15 lines down. Va'amine Rav Yemer Saba Mirav Nachman. So Rav Yemer Saba asked the Shalom for Rav Nachman. Mokra Ksuvasa Labala. Yesha Ksuvas Bidin Dichrin. Va'ain Laksuvas Bidin Dichrin. So if she would sell the properties and the rights of the ksuba to the husband, would there be a din of ksubas bin dichrin when the husband dies? So or not? Amalei Rabba. So Rabba said to Rabbi Yemer Saba, Tiborlecho Machelus. You have a similar question in a case where the woman says it's much. Rashi says it's a much more common case than the case of mocheris. So, what would be in a case where she's mochel the ksuba? Does the same way you lose the there's no longer ksuba, so there's also no longer tanai ksuba. Or do we say that since Chazal instituted ksubas bin dichrin for a purpose to start with, if we're going to undo it? We're going to undermine the purpose which was started. So why
is it that you could be mochel ksuva, but there has to be a ksuva in the first place? We talk about the, you know, it's not ksuva. I mean, there's a minimal standards.
I mean, the ikra of ksuva was niskan to protect the woman. Right. We'll see. Rameh Rashita later on there's an issue for a woman to be her husband without a ksuba because of the protections have to remain in place. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rameh who holds a woman can be called a ksuba. It was put in place to protect the woman, so she can be called a ksuba.
Okay, but according to that shita, though, can she say at the outset, look, you know, I don't need a ksuva from you?
According to Rabbi Yehuda, can she do that? I'm not sure. The case where it says that, you know, they write the ksuva and she writes back that she's marchal the ksuva, it sounds like there was, but I'm not sure. That's a good question. Okay. So I'm related. So Rabbi Yemer Saba said back to Rava, Hashra Mecheris can be boiled deep. Says, okay, so that the. I see the case of Mecheris is being. I'm not sure that it works. So Mecheris, I would be even more questionable whether it works. Why? Because Mecheris, Alvagav Dikal Memer, Zuzi Ansua. So, why is she Mecheris? Because, for whatever reason, I mean, she's doing it because she needs money. Whatever the responsibilities that she has personally, which she needs to address, she's willing to sell to get the money. It comes out she's only doing it. Which, see, even though she's doing because of that, I'm willing to contemplate the possibility of her losing her schus. Dika damina command the ka mochula mea uchli beuchla. So that's an idiom that you can hit her 100 hittings with the whip, 100 lashes with the whip. She's doing it only under pressure. And I'm still willing to contemplate under those circumstances that she would lose her schusin, even though it's under pressure. So Michaelis, where she's just seemingly without any pressure, willing to forgo it for sure it should work. So Michaelis, my boy. So that is the need to discuss a case of Mechelis. So he agrees with Rava that if Mecheris, she loses her schusim, Mechelis, for sure she loses her schusim, but the chiddush of the case of Mecheris is it's done under pressure. And that's why Masupik, that maybe she should not lose the schus of the Tzoroi Ksuva. Okay. Some are Rava. So Rava says like this. Pshitali. So this is what Reb Nachman said. Comes Rava. Rava says, Pshitali, this is, these, on the other hand, I have no question about. Mecheris ksubasal acherif. Yesha ksubas binin dichrin. My time was Zuzi Yonsua. If she sells her ksuba to other people, so that right to the ksuba is only on she predeceased the husband. So they bought it knowing that if she predeceases, Their whole right to the ksuba is if the husband divorces her, or she becomes an almana. The case where she predeceased the husband, there's no they have no rights in it anymore. But we don't say the fact that she sold it out. The commitment that he had to her children of Bnei Dichrin was sold with that at the same time, because she didn't sell that out. Because Zuzi Ansua, she needed the money, and she sold therefore as much as necessary that to get the money, which is they should be able to collect the ksuva. I mean, they're not going to collect ksuva's been different, only so that the husband won't have to give ksuva's been different. But the purchasers don't get anything out of it. Do you say the fact that she sold the ksuva, she meant to ignore the needs of her children? No. She did it because she had a need to do that. But as we said, we should indicate that she's forgoing her children's rights with the fact that she sold it. No indication of that. On the other hand, Mechelet ksuva, salabala, ein lo ksuva spinin dichrin, my time achule achilti. But if she's Merkel Luxuba, she's saying that the means she's forgoing these schusim that at the end of the day, if her husband dies and she's or divorces, she would get property, and that property would go to her children. And now she's not getting that; it's not going to her children. I mean, she's willing to, not because of any need, but just seemingly because of her interest of the husband, she wants to forego that. So we include in that she forewent the Tanai Ksuba as well. What's Rabbi Shaila, the case we had before? By Rabbi Mecheris Ksuba Salabala Kimecheris Lacherim Dami. So do we say it's like she does it because of the need of the money? Kimecheris Labala Dami. Basa the boya hader pashta mecheres ksubasa lebala kmecheres lacherim dami. So let's see Rashi till here. Oh, ain lo. It's about six lines down from the narrow lines. Yeah. Mir mina kimin the makal lebala. Pak Allah teres Yerushas Avia Milaharis Dunya Shaloi Livne Bitai. So once she sold it, she doesn't have any claim on this property anymore. That she has the right, her father has the right to say he tried to arrange that it should go to his daughter's children by selling it away. The rights to that to somebody else, so she has no claim anymore. She sold it. So now the property belongs to the husband, And now the husband dies, it's not coming from through her process, but it's coming from the husband's. Therefore, Yechal Kabona B'Shaba B'nei Beis Nashav. So therefore, this property will be divided equally amongst his children from both wives. So Rabbi said, Rav Nachman said, Tibor L'chol Mechelis. Should Rabbi Motzi Min HaMechra. It's much more common in the case of Mechira. Even though she didn't get any benefits, but she lost the rights. So now if she lost the rights, when it comes to Yerusha, the Yerusha is just coming, it's the husband's property. So he said back, Hashem Acheris to me, boyly. Klemmer. Misavarta. Do you think the mishum hano the motel yada tesek at the toy the pakas chusa? Why would I believe you're arguing the fact that maybe the fact that she got a benefit is more of an argument that she should lose the schus? No, it's the opposite. Hashad mecheris the nusihi by case of mecheris. She's clearly doing it because she has a need. There's a pressure doing it. So there should be more of a reason to argue that she's only giving away as the minimal amount. And still, so look at the toy, the pocket schusa. I mean, boyly, Koshken Mechelis, the lawyer nusa, the case of Mechelis, but she's not a nusa, for sure, she's going to the schusa will be lost. It's like giving her, she's receiving lashes with the whip. And this whip has a little metal ball at the end to increase the damage. That's the name of it. That's what a ukhla is. Shishma ukhla. This mom is tremendous pressure. We have to assume she's doing this, she's selling it. So Rabbi said, so the Gemara describes that in Makkos, when the person sells a ksuba, she's selling it for the potential benefit. She needs armala and iskarsha, or they're buying it for the potential benefit. She needs armala and iskarsha, yitlua lukuchais. So if she gets divorced, so instead of her collecting ksuba, they'll collect the ksuba. Or if she becomes widowed, they'll collect the ksuba. V'mesa, but if she dies first, Yeshena Bala, the husband will be Yerusher. And now in this case, Mesa, and that's what happened, Mesa, Yerusher Bala. So the ksuba never reached, the kuchas bought it on the potential possibility, which didn't play out. So Rabbi said, in that situation, so the children do get psubas ben indichrin. The other is why the kilois of vintah nami yoris labal. Really, we should argue in the scenario where there was no the regular case of without this mechira involved. Her rights to the ksuba were on the case of Gerishin or Rishkem and Almona. Well, neither of those happened. What happened is that she died first. All the property belongs, Mikra Adin, to the husband now. It's his property through Yerusha. And now, when he dies, we're taking his property and giving it away to not equally to all of his children, which is what should happen, but we're giving this to her children. So, and still the Chomer Masakin, and even though Mikra, she has no claim at all, Mikra, she has zero claim on the property. Chazar Masakin it. So the fact that she sold the property doesn't change anything. These purchasers have no susim in the property either. Hashanami, Lagabi Baal, Bimacheris, Lepaka Susa. So the fact that she's that vis-a-vis the property now, the Mechira didn't take away her schus in the property. She never had schus in the property to start with. So the fact that she sold it doesn't take away her schus in the property either. What are you going to argue? By selling it, she's indicating she doesn't mind taking away her schus in the property, which means eventually affecting her children as well. Because if she doesn't collect any of these things, her children will never get it. So she's basically written away her children's rights to it. So therefore, in a case where the husband, she dies first, the children should also lose the right. The answer is Zuzi and Sua. She didn't do it lightly. She did it because she had no choice. So therefore, the children do not lose the schus. Let's say if she's moichel, so she's willing to take away the children's rights to the ksuva, bring moichel to the husband. And all that she would have collected, and then eventually been merged to her children is gone. So that there's no dinik ksuva in the dikra neither. So he's buying it on the on a suffix, so that's referred to as buying it. It's only tevis, it's not the full value. It's because he's buying it for because of a potential benefit. That's what tevis anah is. Sharei mesa yarsha. If she dies first, he'll get the property anyway. So what is he buying? He's buying that on the if the possibility that he dies, loy sigma, she won't collect. The property will go to the yorshim and not to her. So that's what she sold out. Ray loy meis, but he didn't die. He got the property through Yerusha. So at this point in time, his schus on the property is not through his purchase, but through the regular channels. It's the same thing as selling to somebody else. So now he has full schusim to the ksuba no matter what. It's basically it's a form of being merchel to the husband. So then he said he was the more says Hiskana was that it's like mecheres lecherem dami that she says she's doing it because of Zuzi and Suwa. She has no interest in forgoing the rights of her children to get ksuas in the dichrut. Okay, so that was what Rava said. See. She has guaranteed that the husband will get the ksuba no matter what, because she sold it to him. So if he divorces her, she gets nothing. If he dies, she gets nothing. And if she dies, there is nothing anyway. So he's guaranteed no matter what. It's muklut. It's totally given over it into his power. Like a haklot, a full that's fully given over to that situation. Okay, something more. Masad Rav Ida Bar Oven. So Ida Bar Oven challenged Rava's conclusion. So. Talking about a case of a woman who was Cholok Bala the Medina Sayyam, and based on an Eidecha came back to the husband and died. She got married based on the Eidus of the Eidecha, which she's allowed to do. And eventually the husband comes back. So we say that the reason why we allow her to marry based on the Eidus of Eidecha is because we put tremendous uh, consequences in the place if it's not true, the husband comes back, and she will only proceed or being aware of the consequences, and therefore we assume that in general she'll do due diligence and really verify that it's for sure true because of the consequences. So some of the consequences are, so the law is that she cannot go back to either husband, not the present one nor the original one. She doesn't collect the ksuba, and she doesn't collect get her the barzel back, etc. The Mishnah says meso in a case where she dies before either of the husbands, before she's so en yarshin shalzeh, ben yarshin shalzeh, yarshin ksuba. So any children that she's had for either of the husbands do not get ksuba, but any different. Do not get the ksuba. Avina ba ksuvasa ma'avida. So what ksuba? There's no. They said the mission. There's no ksuba. So what ksuba are we talking about? Or a papa means ksuba is really different. So they lose the rights to the property as well. Not only does she lose the rights to the property, but that her children lose the rights to the property also. So, but v'mai. Ravina Bar Oban is asking a question. So we've produced over here a situation where the woman has lost all rights to the ksuba, but since she did it under a pressure, we don't say that her children lose the rights to the ksuba. She sold the ksuba to the husband. She lost all rights to the ksuba. Because. But still, the children get the ksuba is being different in that scenario. So why don't we say the same thing over here? V'mai hachanami lema yetzer onso, that she did it under pressure. She didn't want to say this. It wasn't just lightly giving away the rights. You know, she did it because she was under the pressure of living in this amonous state. With the questionable state, so she went ahead, but she never meant in any way to forgo the rights of her children. So more answers. Hasam Kanasu the Kansura Bonan. No, over there, the issue over there was the Chazal put this in place to create consequences which would give her pause before she would go ahead and do it. And these are one of the consequences that she's affecting her children. But you're right, in economy, in Sawar, really, they shouldn't lose because of what she did, but that's part of the Kanas. Okay. Zak Rashi. Yershin Shalzeh. Mishi B'Yavamas. It's Mishin Yavamas. Isha Shalach Ba'al Medina Sayyam. A woman whose husband went away, Eidecha came back and said, "Meis Balech, your husband died."
We learned this one.
Yeah, Bitiru Ali Nose, and the Psak Bezdin was when she allowed to get married. In this case, she got married based on the testimony of the Eid. And then the husband came back alive. So the law is Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. She cannot stay with the second husband. She cannot go back to the first husband. She has no claim of ksuba from either one as well. The children that she has from both of the husbands, they're not yarshin ksubas. Vina bak subasa my vina to wak suba. Amarta ain't look suba. But Rapaba means suba's been different. Bakikomer, Mesahi, if case was they came back, and then she dies, Bechayish name, while the two men are alive. Yeshua Haman, they don't lose the rights of Yerusha. She loses the suba, they get the rights of Yerusha. whatever properties they brought into each marriage. Now, when the husbands die, and the sons of those men are coming to be Yerush, their father's property together with sons that he might have from a different wife, they don't get Ksubas Iman, that the rights to their mother's Ksuba Kibinin Dikrin. Because we're in Lachlik when it's when they come and divide the property of the father, they first skim off her Ksuba. We don't say that. All the properties divide up, which the husbands receive from the wife, and divided equally amongst all the sons, including the sons from other wives. But am I? Kima the Minan. Once you said Kianisa, when a woman does it under pressure, Lemafsa Ksuba's been in Nikrin, so even though she's sold out her rights to the Ksuba, and she loses her rights to the Ksuba, but when she did it under pressure, she does not mean to lightly give away the rights of her children. So over here, Neima Yetzeron, so Shaisa Misava Labal, she wanted to have a husband. She was living without a husband. So she didn't do her due diligence, but she has no indication she wants to forgo their rights. More answers, Kanasa. Mishum Deloy Daika Shaper, she didn't do her due diligence, Shemais Bala, to verify that her husband had died. We commented to Tinsa before she remarries. We gave her this Kanas, and this Kanas will affect her children, which is part of what will give her pause, that she's affecting her children. So she'll do her due diligence. Okay. Yosef Rabin Bar Chanina, Kameder of Chista. So the Gemara, Rabin Bar Chanina was sitting in front of Chista. The Yosef and Kamer, they were sitting in the end. Yishmeder of Eliezer, so Chista was sitting, and he said, the name of Eliezer, of Rabbi Elazar, I'm sorry, Rabbi Elazar, Mechelis Tzubas and Labala Ein La Mazonis. That together with Big Moichel, the Ksuba, she loses Tanai Ksuba as well. And one of the Tanai Ksuba is the Chiyah Mazonis. So Big Moichel, the Ksuba, she loses the Tanai Ksuba of Mazonis. So, Robin Bar Chanina, said to Rav Chista, if I have my people right over here, Amalei Ilav the Kamarta Li Mishmei the Gavar Rabba. I think it's probably all the other way around. So Rav Bar Chanina was sitting by Rav Chista. Rav Bar Chanina quoted Rabbi Elazar to Rav Chista, that this halacha, that she loses her rights to mazonos. And Rav Chista said back to Rabbi Bar Chanina, Amalei Ilav the Kamarta Li Mishmei the Gavar Rabba. If you would not have said this over in the name of Rabbi Elazar, if you would have asked me my opinion, Hava Mina Lacha, I would have said to you, Meshav Ra Tachas Taiva, Lashamush Ra Mi Beisai. Pasuk says the Mishlei, a person who pays back bad for good deserves to have ill in his home forever. So here, she was nice enough to Meshav Ra Ksuba, and he turns around and stops giving her mazonos. He just gains the benefit of not having a chiv to pay Ksuba, and instead of doubling her mazonos, being nice to her, it's worse. That's what he would have argued.
What about Masya Deha?
It'd be hard to say that he's able to take Masya Deha and not support her. She has nowhere to live. Even though theoretically, he should, that he doesn't lose her rights to the. He doesn't lose the rights to her work. She's being Michael, his chiyum to her. but her chiyuv to him, she can't be meichel. So Pashas, he really has a right to my seed dime still, and she'll have to go and beg. It's Pashas what should happen. But I could hear somebody arguing that we won't do that. But that'd be my assumption. Okay. Something more. Yosef Renathman Beula Ravimi Bara Papi Yosef Rechia Bar Ami Gabayu. See, Rav Nachman, Ula, Avimi, and Rechia Barami, all there. The also, Gavra, the Shira Arusasa, person came in, who his wife, who was only in Arusa, had died. Amrilei, so Rav Nachman, Ula, and Avimi told this person, Zil Kvar, go and bury her. Or the either take responsibility for the Kvura and not have to pay anything, or give the ksuva to her yarshim, and they'll take care of it. So Amar Lahu Rav Chia, so Rav Chia Barami, who was sitting there with them, said to them, Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah that there is no Shusim of Ksuva to an Arusa. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah, Ishtar Arusa, a woman who's Arusa, he has no din of anidus for the woman. Lo metama lo kayin may not be metama for her. V'chein he loy oinenis lo metama loy. She doesn't get a din of anidus, and she has no chiev, there's no issa by her, but she has no chiev to be metama for him. Normally, a person has a chiyuv to. A person can't just say, "I don't want to get involved in the kavura of one of the seven krivim." That father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, and a wife, her husband, but not when she's an arusa. Mesa and a yarsha. If she dies in that situation of being an arusa, he has no din yarusha. Mesu, if he dies, Gavik Subasa, she gets the. We said that the Tosefis and the Nadunya, those take place b'shas nesuin, but the Iker Ksuva, the Mon or the Messiah, depending whether she's an Amon or a Psula, that is in effect by Arusa as well. And if he would die when she's an Arusa, she would collect the Ksuva. Time of the Mesu, the only scenario where there's in a Ksuva is when he dies. Hamesahi, but if she dies, Sa'ain Laksuva, she has no din ksuva, which means there's no din kavura. Part of the chiyuv of the husband is when she dies, he has to bury her. But the chiyuv ksuva takes effect even in a case where he doesn't have to pay out the ksuva, but he has to pay out through the process of marrying her. But it only says if he dies, there's a ksuva. It means if she dies, there's no ksuva. So how could you have said that either to bury her or you have to pay the ksuva? My time up. So why don't we say? I mean, he did have a chi. Why don't we argue like this? He did have a chi of a mon or messiah. Let's see, he had a chi of a messiah. which when I'll go back a step. Part of the din of ksuva are the din of kavura is, we said before, is because of Yerusha, since he's going to get all the property that she brings into the marriage. Together with that, he gets a chiyuv to bury her. So the Yerusha of the property is mechayev his chiyuv, which is mechayev the chiyuv kavura. Over here, the property which had he died or divorced her, the mechiyuv of Masayim, let's say, he has, and now when she dies, he, as it were, gets back that Masayim, and in place of that, he should have a chiyuv kavura. We don't say that. So I'm reversing why Shena Nikaraba. That in a case where he dies, the chi of ksuba kicks in. That when you remarry, I will. That's when the chi of ksuba kicks in. Because Kolzman, she doesn't remarry. She doesn't collect the ksuba. She just stays in the base balo. So in the chi of ksuba, it's written that the chi of ksuba is depending upon that when she marries out to somebody else. Well, it's irrelevant when she dies. So he said to them, that how could you say that he has a chiyuv kavura? Look, I have a Mishnah which says not like that. It seems to me from the Gemara that they accepted his argument. Okay, he also Rabban. Amar Reish Lakish. Rabban came and he quoted the name of Reish Lakish. Rusa Shemesa Ein Laksuba. The case where she dies, there's no dinksu, which means there's no chiyuv kavura. Amar Lahu Abaya. So I'm not sure who is. Means the. He said this in Beis Medrash. So Baya told the Talmidim, Zilu Amrile, go tell them, Shkila tu Baseich Shidra Chizri. Pratigama Rehoshia Lishmaite Bibavel. It sounds like you're being mechadish a tremendous chiddush over here, halachic issue. We already knew this from Rav Oshia in Babel. You're bringing us this halacha from Eretz Yisrael. Rav Oshia already explained to us. I think they point out that this Rav Oshia was not the regular Rav Oshia. The compatriot of Rav Chiya, later of Hoshea. Hoshea already said this over in Bovel, this Yisoid. There's no, like, it's not like you slept in this big Kiddush. We already knew this. So the idiom is take your goodness, your quote unquote helping us, throw it onto the thorns. It becomes worthless. So that's the phrase. But Al-Kabani was saying that we already knew this halacha, that there's no din. It would have been nice to have it connect with the previous, you know, have it be the same individual, because that really was what Ruchi Abrahami was bringing out from the. Actually, it does. Omer Hoshia. Hoshia explained why. Okay, so we already have a Hoshia statement that explained the din of the Mishnah, why. There's no din ksuba in that situation, so wasn't Reish Lakish. It's good that we already have this worked out for Rav Hoshea. So Rashi over tomorrow.